Coming up on The Potter's Touch.
Clap your hands until hell knows that you hear the sound of an abundance of rain, until demons know you hear the sound of an abundance of rain, until sickness knows I hear the pitter-patter, I hear the drip-drop, I hear the sound, and I'm making up my mind that I am going to shut down every voice that contradicts what I hear in my spirit. I'll stand for God. He has just gotten through killing 450 prophets of Baal, slaughtering them. And then he tells Ahab, look at that. Now the prophet is bossing the king. And it was the king that was going to kill him. But God has given him so much power and influence that somebody asked me one day, said, would you ever run for president? I said, oh, Lord, no. No, number one, I love me too much to do that. Number two, I'd have to come down. You didn't hear what I said. I'd have to come down to be president. I'd rather be the prophet than be the president. The prophet tells the president which way to go. That's what's wrong with the church right now. We're giving up our position to be political. But if you stay in your place and stay the prophet, you can boss the king rather than the king bossing you. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Elijah tells Ahab, go get you something to eat. And the Bible says that Elijah climbs up on the mountain, Mount Carmel. He goes back on Mount Carmel and he lays down up on Mount Carmel and gets in a birthing position where he drops his head in between his knees. He has told them, I heard the sound of an abundance of rain. Now I want you to understand that it's not always about talking, prophets. It's about listening. Sometimes the prophets we got today are always talking. But if you really want to be powerful, it's not about what you say, it's about what you heard. He said, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Now, not one drop has fallen. For years, the place has been dry. So it's dry on the outside. But he hears rain. He hears rain on the inside. I'm just not getting where I want to be. I want to talk to somebody who hears something on the inside that totally contradicts everything on the outside. I want to talk to somebody that's got a dream that seems ridiculous. All hell is breaking loose all around you, but in your spirit, you hear the sound of an abundance of rain. And if you've ever heard rain, you know it when you hear it. There is a sound that rain makes that stays with you. The only problem is he has climbed up on the mountain to try to get what he hears on the inside to come out on the outside. You didn't hear that. He's trying to get what he hears on the inside to come out on the outside. And the Lord told me I was going to preach today to somebody. You've already got it on the inside. You've already got the breakthrough on the inside, but you got to get it on the outside. You've already got the release on the inside, but you got to get it on the outside. And he climbs up on the mountain. The Bible said he climbs back up on the mountain. The mountain he just called fire down from heaven on. Only this time he's up there by himself, him and his servant, and he's got his head between his knees. And I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this real good. Why does Elijah have his head in between his knees, Bishop? It's because there's too much outside noise. We are living in a season of too much outside noise. There's too many people got access to you. They're coming at you through Facebook. They're coming at you through Twitter. They're coming at you through television. They're coming at you through the Instagram. They're coming at you on your job. They're coming at you on your phone. They're coming at you in the family. They're coming at you. But if you're going to birth, hear me now, if you're going to birth what God put on your inside, you got to shut down. You gotta shut down that outside noise so that you can focus on what you hear on the inside. Because in my spirit, I can hear the sound of an abundance of rain. I know you don't see it. I know the cows are dying. I know the prophets are dead. I know the grass has turned brown. I know that the ground is cracking up. But in spite of everything I see with my eye, in my spirit I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. I want every believer that hears the sound of abundance to put your hands together and give God some praise. I'm going to say it again. I want every believer that hears the sound of an abundance to give God some praise. Hold the organ. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap, clap, clap. What does that sound like? The more you clap your hands, the more it sounds like rain. Clap your hands, all ye people. Clap your hands. Clap your hands until hell knows that you hear the sound of an abundance of rain, until demons know you hear the sound of an abundance of rain, until sickness knows I hear the pitter-patter. I hear the drip-drop. I hear the sound. If you're in the house with somebody, tell them something is about to happen. If you're in the building, holler at somebody, say something is about to happen. I know it don't look like it, but something's about to happen. I know Washington's in chaos, but something is about to happen. I know churches are closed up, but something is about to happen. I know the pandemic is going crazy, but something is about to happen. I know that all hell is breaking loose, but something is about to happen. I know the cattle are dying, but something is about to happen. I know the prophets are falling, but something is about to happen. In my spirit, I hear the sound of it. I hear the sound. In the hospital, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. In the middle of the crisis, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. And I'm making up my mind that I am going to shut down every voice that contradicts what I hear in my spirit, even if I have to put my head in between my knees. Elijah, who called fire down from heaven, now looks like an idiot with his head between his knees. He's not walking in grandeur because he's trying to birth something. You can't be cute when you're trying to birth something. You can't put on your eyeliner when you're trying to birth something. You can't put on your eyeshadow when you're trying to birth something. You can't paint your nails when you're trying to birth something. Somebody needs to get in a position of birth because you're trying to get out of you something that contradicts everything that you see around you. And now he's up there on the mountain and he's praying and he says to his servant, go down to the sea and look for a sign. And the servant comes back, nothing. Here is the test. Here's the test. Can you be resilient without evidence? Can you be consistent without a sign? Can you be faithful when it looks like it's not working? Can you stand there and keep on doing what you're doing even when your closest people come back and say, it's not working? They sent him back and he told his servant, go back. Go back till you tell me what I need to hear. Go back till you, what you see lines up with what I hear in my spirit. Go back until it changes. He didn't do like you did. You let the servant talk you out of your dream. You let the bad news shut you down. You let the lack of evidence make you think you were wrong and doubt what you heard in your spirit. You let some lesser subservient individual say something to you that made you quit believing up on the mountain where God has showed himself to be faithful in your life. Seven times he sent him back. And I wondered to myself, how can the man who called down fire from heaven with one call now has to send him back seven times to get rain? And suddenly I realized it was never about the fire. The thing that you defeat easily is never your battle. The thing that you speak to once and it burns up, that's not your fight. Your real fight is the thing that you got to put your head in between your knees about, and the thing that you have to call on God about, and the thing that you have to wrestle with, and the thing that it looks like that no matter what you do, you can't whip it. So don't get so caught up in the thing that came down easily, because if it gave up easily, that is not your fight. You don't want the vision to be subjugated and destroyed by needless time invested in correcting bad mistakes. A bad mistake can set you back 40 years.
Anytime I'm overwhelmed by my responsibilities, that is the point. You have not built the right structure for the weight load you have.
The three things everybody needs in order to survive is food, shelter, and clean water. But for some, those can be hard to come by. The Global Partner System Initiative was created to help us reach every nation. Through our international humanitarian outreach, MegaCare, we provide food, clothes, clean water, and medicine to areas around the world.
Visit gpspartner.org to become a part of our global partner system.
Your real fight takes a struggle. Your real fight takes tenacity. Your real fight takes endurance. Your real fight means that even the closest people to you, you have to send them back. Because sometimes the people that have access to you don't have the revelation of you. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Does anybody hear what I'm saying? I need somebody that hears what I'm saying. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Do you hear what I'm saying to you? The people you got bringing you information do not have access to your revelation. And so they keep telling you what they don't see, but you got to keep focusing on what you heard. In my spirit, Ishata, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. And he climbed up on the mountain like Jesus going into the Garden of Gethsemane, because some things you got to pray for yourself. Your intercessor can't do it. Your prayer warriors can't do it. Your church mother can't do it. Some things, in order for you to be a rainmaker, you got to climb up that mountain for yourself and you got to pray for yourself. And he kept to go back. Go back. On the seventh time, the servant came and he said, well, I do see a little something. I started not to mention it. For all that praying you've been doing, it don't look like much. But I do see a cloud the size of a man's hand. Can I talk a minute? I'm almost finished. Can I talk a minute to somebody who feels like your answer does not look like what you thought it would look like? The cloud is so small for all the prayer you put into it. The church is so small for all the work you put into it. The business is so fragile for all the work you put into it that you're about to get discouraged and you're about to hang your harp by the willow tree and begin to weep because you say, Lord, I tried so hard. I gave so much effort and time. I worked overtime and stayed up all night. And for all of my toil, all I see is a cloud the size of a man's hand. If ever was a defining moment, this is the moment. How you respond to small answers will determine your destiny. Good God Almighty, I feel like I'm prophesying. Turn me up, Mr. Mike Man. I feel like I'm prophesying to somebody. How you respond to small answers will determine your destiny. I heard the Bible say, despise not the day of small beginnings. You can't work for God until you can get happy about something small. You can't serve the Lord until you can preach to a handful of people like the building was full. You can't serve the Lord until you can survive off a little profit, but you got great faith. The cloud the size of a man's hand would have made somebody come down off the mountain and say it didn't work. But look at Elijah. Elijah jumped up and said, that's it. I want to bring a confirming word to somebody. That little thing that just broke loose in your life, that little breakthrough you got, that little check you got, that little first wave you got, the Holy Ghost told me to tell you, that's it. That's the breakthrough you've been waiting on. That's the answer you've been needing. That's the door just cracked open. I'm gonna give you 30 seconds to praise God like you lost your mind. Yeah, 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 yeah. Share this message, text it, tweet it, share it with somebody, tell them that's it, that's what I've been waiting on. All I need is a little bitty sign that the Lord is with me and everything is gonna change. And all of a sudden Elijah said to his servant, go tell Ahab to get up and get on your chariot and start to ride. And the Bible said while he was sending his servant to tell Ahab that this was it, that the skies went black and the lightning began to flash and the thunder began to roll and all of a sudden a great deal of rain. Y'all don't hear me. A massive amount of rain. It started out small, but meanwhile, it got bigger, 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 bigger. The Holy Ghost said, it's gonna get bigger. It may start small, but it's gonna get bigger. It may be tough, but it's gonna get bigger. It may be disappointing, but it's gonna get bigger. I said bigger, bigger, bigger. The Holy Ghost said it's going to be bigger. If you run with what you got, God's gonna make it bigger. Who am I preaching to? Who am I ministering to? Who am I talking to today? Somebody give him a praise. It's getting bigger. It's getting bigger. The lightning is flashing. The thunder is rolling. Out of a small hand came a rushing wind. Listen to that. Listen at that. Listen at that. That's what your blessing sounds like. That's what your future sounds like. That's what your prophecy sounds like. That's what your destiny sounds like. That's what your prayers being answered sound like. It sounds like that. I know we got a distance, but holler at somebody and say it's coming. Holler at somebody else and tell them it's coming. Holler at somebody and tell them it's coming. Tell your neighbors. Tell your friends. Tell your haters. Tell your children. Tell them it's coming. It's coming, it's coming. It's coming, it's coming. It's coming, it's coming. It took a long time, but it's coming, it's coming. I cried, I suffered, I waited. Here it comes, here it comes, here it comes. The whole rest of the text is done in the rain. The whole rest of the text is done in the rain. He said, tell Ahab, you're gonna have to drive your chariot in the rain, because here it comes, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Run in the rain. Yell at somebody and say, run. The rain is coming. 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 Here it comes. 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 Yeah. And then he got on his chariot, and he was in the chariot in the rain. Ahab was in the chariot in the rain. And the Bible said Ahab got a head start. But Elijah took his tunic and tied it up in his belt and took off running behind him. And the Bible said that even though Elijah started late, he outran Ahab. I'm gonna close my message with this. I know the devil's been telling you it's too late. I know the devil tells you you're too old. I know the devil said you're behind. I know the devil said ain't nothing gonna happen right now. I know it looks like everybody's ahead of you. But God said to tie your tunic in your belt and go to running in the rain, for your latter day shall be greater. It shall be greater. It shall be.
It shall be greater.
So Elijah was running. He caught up with the chariot and he ran past it. God said, you're going to catch up to everything that was out front, and you're gonna run past it. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you need to talk back to me. If I'm talking to you, you need to say something to me right now. You're gonna run past all of them that had, wait a minute, wait. Ahab had a chariot. Elijah didn't have nothing but feet, and he still outran him. God said there is an anointing that will come on you, and you can have less and do more with it. And I got down to the end of the text, and I said, Lord, when I started this text, there was nothing but dryness, desolation, death and despair. There was killing. There was starvation. There was poverty and uncertainty. When I started this text, the text was dry. And when I got to the end of the text was drenched. And I said, how did I go from dry to drenched? And he said, because I am the rainmaker. God is about to get out of order to get you what you need when you need it, because it didn't look like you were going to get it, but you are chosen.
When God chooses to bless you, nothing can stop him. Today, for your gift of any amount, you'll receive audio of Out of Order, Bishop T.D. Jakes' inspiring reminder that the chosen will be blessed, and you are chosen. Plus, show off how thankful you are for God's blessing with this striking blessed sticker. For your gift of $90 or more, you'll receive 100 bold prayers, a brand new guided prayer journal, including a compilation of prayers and promises to speak over key areas of your life. You'll also receive the God Will Supply My Needs prayer box with included cards, in addition to Out of Order and the blessed sticker.
If he has to go through yokes, if he has to reach over people, when God gets ready to bless you, he'll cross over them to get you the blessing.
Call or go online to get Out of Order today. Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Dance.